Okay, this is lesson eight, part two. I was interrupted because the memory card was full. I was just saying that teachers find it difficult to be fair, and that it is quite good when we mark things without knowing who the people are. So I have marked those. If you don't mind, I would like you to tell me which person wrote each chapter so that then I can give you an individual mark. Another thing I just wanted to bring up, but I have a suspicion that you won't like this idea. I was also thinking that I've heard in universities in Britain, sometimes I've heard of this in group work, the students themselves are asked to give marks to all the people in the group for the way that they have collaborated, for the way that they've worked on the team project, whether they were reliable, whether they were available, whether they contributed actively or were rather passive. And so, for example, if there were four people on a team, Ben, Sarah, Robert, and Jane, Ben would give all four people, including himself, a mark out of 10. Okay. And then Sarah would do the same. And the teacher marking the work would obviously, just look at these things to see if there was any indication from these marks that, for example, if three people on the team give, if the other three people on the team give Robert a very low mark, if all three of them give him a very low mark, that might be an indication that Robert was just letting the others do too much work, etc. Okay. Obviously, it could be more articulated, but how do you feel about doing this? Maybe your feeling of team solidarity, of solidarity towards your team members is too strong to do something like that. But I think sometimes bad feeling is created in a group if a part of the team have done the most of the work and not and feel that the other members are riding on that work. So I would appreciate feedback on that. I mean, we could do it as an experiment. I don't think I said this before I was interrupted because it took me a while to notice that that the memory card had run out. I think it would be nice. I'm going to send. It would be nice if you answered my comments to your team, okay, to your group, because I've prepared a sort of Word file with just a few comments to send to each group, and maybe the group, either individually or together, whichever is easiest for you, could just very briefly answer me. And perhaps explain anything they want to explain. Okay. You can discuss this together. And okay. I think it is interesting. The other thing I was reflecting on is that it is interesting to recognize our own qualities as a team member. Because I think sometimes we can be irritated with people when we're working them within a group because they are, we feel they are not doing things in the way we would like them to do things. And sometimes it's a question of recognizing that in any team, you need people to take different roles. That is the best way. It's There are lots of tests of these things that have been prepared even for in professional situations by companies. There are quizzes that you can do, or tests of various kind, in which you are asked to recognize your particular qualities, and whether you are basically a person who takes the lead, a person who initiates things and has good ideas but possibly is not good at then carrying them through, whether you're a person who's very good at criticizing, but in a very constructive way, what other people do rather than initiating. And the best teams are the ones where each person has a different role, and those people complement each other. So it is always difficult if you have a team where two people are used to being the leaders and to somehow taking command. Tensions are created. I think we can all learn to adapt. If you're on a team and somebody is obviously taking command, you can accept that in this team you are going to try, for once, having a different role. Okay. But I think recognizing these different qualities in other people helps us appreciate and be less irritated, be less frustrated. I've often collaborated with a colleague, and I remember getting irritated because, yes, she did not initiate anything. I was always the one to initiate, and she would follow. Afterwards, when I thought about it, this took time, I realized that she was also the one who was checking everything, who was editing the work in a sense, who was saying, hey, this doesn't work, or, some people initiate and they're very good at being quick and dynamic, and they need another person who will quietly look at what they do and point out what's wrong. Anyway, I don't need to go on about this. I think it's just something to think about. We can be versatile, we can develop different roles, we can, be more careful. I think I am a slightly sloppy editor, I've noticed this. I'm not a good person. If somebody says, would you check this text, I'm going to miss things, okay? This might work to your favour, if I'm correcting your things, because I miss a few things, but... if I'm aware of that fault or defect that I have, that failing, I can be extra careful, okay? If I recognize that I usually take the back seat, that I keep quiet, but then perhaps feel frustrated because I'm not doing what I want to do, I can think this is no good. I'm going to be angry and frustrated when my group does something that I don't feel is right, so I must speak. So we can, learn to recognize our strengths and weaknesses and work on them, okay? Improve what we don't do well and recognize what we do well, okay? So anyway, feedback from the groups, names for the chapters which didn't have names, although I've already given them an assessment, and if you like the idea of giving each person in the team a mark yourselves, let me know. Okay. All right. That's all I wanted to say in this part of the lesson. In the second part, I'll probably talk to you about the final piece of work and what your choices are, but I'll also write this out on a sheet, okay, so that it's very clear. Okay. So rather than I don't know if I just said in the second part of this lesson, because this I will have to name the second part as I got interrupted and it's in two bits, so in the third recording. Okay, bye-bye.